canasta walks the beaches growing colder with the wind. The leaves are turning silver with the bearing of the moon. Her Joseph man is somewhere. Slip and fall and do the job himself. In other words, we might as well go home. I know this kind of weather, and I know Calypso Joe.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Robert Jr. Lockwood, who learned from Robert Johnson himself, Big Joe Turner on the piano, banging out some Piney Brown blues. Plus, we're going to hear from the Fieldstones, a 1980s Memphis blues band. It's all coming up here in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to get started with Lowell Fulson. Here he is from his disc, Them Update Blues. This is What's the Matter, Baby? 1995. Lowell Fulson here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Oh, Lord, find my guess it's Saturday. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out to dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. We go here, there, and everywhere. Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do the town up and we'll do it right, because tonight is Saturday night. Who cares if talk gets around? Just 'cause I'm sly and not so meek, Saturday don't come but once a week. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out to dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Will we go here, there, and everywhere? Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do the town up and we'll do it right, because tonight is Saturday night. Daylight will catch me going strong. One only lives once in a life, and I don't have a nagging wife. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out to dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and shampoo. Go out and dance a whole night through. I'll swing it left and I'll swing it right, because tonight is Saturday night.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Life Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, the Audio Now Network, where you can listen by calling 641-793-5122 and internet radio stations and streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Radio Garden, just about any one that you choose, including those listed at slbradio.org/radio. Today, we are going to talk with Louise Van Mook about Saltworks Theater Company's Young Actors Studio program, back after a bit of a hiatus. That will be at 7:20 this morning. Martha and Terry will preview today's Friendship Flower and Folk Festival at Baum Grove. That will be at 8:20 this morning. Dallas Chapman, a 16-year-old from Pittsburgh Westinghouse, David Shoemaker, and Kay Bay will all be here representing the YMCA Lighthouse Project and its Future Roots concert taking place at the Homewood Brushton YMCA on May 18th. That at 10 o'clock. At 10:30, Evan Wood, one of the honorees at the Carnegie Science Center Pittsburgh Regional Science and Engineering Fair and a student at Mount Lebanon Montessori, will talk about his project. And at 11 o'clock, music and conversation with Zachary Lee. All that, plus a pop quiz in just moments. It's great to have you here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Elizabeth Mitchell getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade from the album You Are My Little Bird. Peace like a river. How How was your week? Mine began with a visit to the eye doctor, which went just fine. I did have to go through the which is better, this or this, this or this, this or this, this or this. You always wonder if you're getting the answers right or not, but the person did a good job, and I was also happy to know that my eyes have not deteriorated at all, really, which is good. It had been a while since I had a chance to have an eye examination. We also were out to Abiding Missions in the Hilltop neighborhoods, SLB working with students there. We went out to Propel Northside. Our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps met onside, or on site, I should say. They're always on our side, but they met on site here at the studios at our Youth Media Center. We made a trip to Pittsburgh King right across the street to work with students there. We welcomed students to our studios from Manchester Academic Charter School. Worked with students completing social justice documentaries on topics of their choice, and they're getting close to complete. A trip to Propel Montour and Propel East. We also welcomed staff from City Charter High School to talk about collaboration. We published brand new oral histories in our From There to Here series with Winchester Thurston, that's now at neighborhoodvoices.org. And yesterday we had a visit with Propel McKeesport and also welcomed a fine group of students from Pittsburgh Westinghouse, who conducted interviews with members of the Wall of Fame at Pittsburgh Westinghouse. Adults who attended Westinghouse High School and went on to achieve great things. Here's hoping you had a great week. Thank you for starting the weekend with us. A new song from Loudon Wainwright III coming up in just a moment, but right now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's pop quiz. And today's pop quiz is a puzzle that invites you to start with one word and transform it into another, changing one letter at a time, with each change resulting in a word along the way. Start with the word slow, S-L-O-W, slow, and try to turn it into fast. From slow to fast, change one letter at a time. Every change must yield a new word along the way. We had to go through five words to come up with our solution. Maybe you can do it more efficiently, but I don't believe anybody so far who has worked on this puzzle. Some people saw it earlier in our newsletter. I don't think anybody has done it in fewer steps yet. There are a few different ways to do it, but I think it requires a formation of at least five words in between. Again, start with the word slow. Change one letter at a time and see if you can come up with the word fast. Each change must result in a word as you move along the way. And I hope when you come up with a way of doing it, and maybe you can come up with a way that takes a lot of changes. Sometimes it's fun to see if you can maximize the number of stops you make along the way. But in our case, it did take five different words as we went there. Share your answer with us. We would love to hear from you. Our number is 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. That's our pop quiz for this morning. Good luck.
Slapstick tragedy. My flat hat, my poker face, and me. Just like Buster Keaton. I've been taking pratfalls every single day. When the talkers come, I don't have much to say. Just like Buster Keaton. Bad. I want to meet somebody that they have up there by the name of Buster Keaton. Is he shooting more two-wheelers in the sky? How to throw a pie right in the face of Buster Keaton.
My father was a teacher. He walked in the woods
just like Henry David.
He could live off the land. Anyone could,
just like Henry David.
But his brother wanted more than a teacher's pay. Lumber trade, my dad used to say. He might even build a log cabin someday,
just like Henry David.
Well, we lived in the East most of our lives,
just like Henry David.
We planted our beans and bread every night,
just like Henry David.
My
the Kennedys at the Saturday Light Brigade, just like Henry David. And you heard Just Like Buster Keaton from Loudon Wainwright III, new into our library this week. Loudon is writing a lot of songs reflecting on a lifetime of performing and aging. And pretty much as he always had, he's writing out his real life and sharing what would appear to be quite authentic thoughts. That's a nice song. How did you do? We asked you to turn slow into fast. There are a few different ways to do it. And before going too much further, let me acknowledge people who came up with the correct answer, either just now this morning or in response to the puzzle when it was sent out in our email newsletter, which comes out every Thursday night. Mark and Irwin came up with it. He went to flow, so slow, flow, flaw, fiat, feet, F-E-A-T, fest, F-E-S-T, and fast. There are some variations to the solution, to be sure. Mark Steidel, good morning. He went from flow, flaw, fiat, I'm sorry, flow, flaw, flat, fiat, fist, and then fast. And here comes John with slow, slot, slat, flat, feet, fest, and fast. There are quite a lot of different ways to do this, some variations. Sue out in South Park went slow, slot, slat, flat feet, fest, fast. That's another one of those routes. Leslie in Oakland, slow, slot, soot, foot, fort, and then the passing gas word, and then fast. Russ went from slow to slot. This is the way I did it. Slow, slot, soot, and coot. And then you've got a couple variations. From coot, he went to either coat, cost, cast, and fast, which is the way I did it. Or moot, moat, most, mast, and fast. Well done. Chad out in the North Hills did it using flat and fiat, as some others did. Jim in Crafton Heights also did it that way. Mark in Slippery Rock, slow, flow, flaw, flat, feet, fest, and fast, adding that that was the best he could do after a couple glasses of wine. Carrie, good morning, Carrie. She has slow, flow, flop, flat, fiat, fist, and fast, and adds, oh, that made me think. Tom and Barbara in Stallstown went through fiat, as did some other listeners. Slow, flow, flaw, flat, fiat, fist, and fast. But they also went slow, slot, slat to get to flat. Lots of different ways of doing this. Tom in McCandless came up with it using fiat and flat and fist and said, you don't know how many rabbit holes I went down before I finally figured out this one at 3 a.m. this morning. Tommy who is in Baltimore, I see, this morning. Good morning, Tommy. He came with it. Slow Flow Flat. Feet, F-E-A-T, and Fest, and Fast. And hello to Zach with Slow Slot Soot. Oh, this one's different. Loot. And then Lost and Last and Fast. If you would like to receive our newsletter, just drop us a note with your email address at slb at slbradio.org, and we'll make sure you receive it. You can also subscribe at slbradio.org/subscribe. We'll have another puzzle coming up in about 10 minutes with our history riddle.
Slow down, you move too fast. Got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Da 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 da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do-do-do-do, feeling groovy. Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all these petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. You knowing, I've come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do 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 do, feeling groovy. Da 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 da. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. La da 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 da.
Well, if you had to have a song in your head for the rest of the day, there are worse ones, right? That's David Llewellyn and Ida Kristen at the Saturday Light Brigade in the 59th Street Bridge Song. Feeling groovy, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way, and she wanted me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she still loved me. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she loved me. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? She said she's sorry that she left. found out she don't want nobody else. Said she wants me all to herself. Ain't that good news, man, ain't that news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news. I'm gonna have her a party at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news. Have a party at the station. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news. Disconnect my telephone. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news. Ain't that news? Ain't that good news? Man, 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 ain't that news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news. Good news.
Sam Cooke at the Saturday Light Brigade. Ain't that good news? Get ready, our history riddle is coming up, and this might be a good morning for you to see if you can solve it. And also, join us on the radio. We can talk a little bit about what you're up to this morning. You can call us live and in real time. We'd love to have you do that. Our hysteriddle is just a moment or two away.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
SLB is thrilled to be part of Remake Learning Days running through May 23rd in southwestern Pennsylvania. There are hundreds of free events throughout the region, and we hope you will come visit our studios and new youth media center for one of two remaining SLB events during this period. Today, between noon and 2, you and your family can come and record a podcast in our studios with an SLB audio engineer. That's between noon and 2. Activities are free. You can also simply come by and meet Ricky and me and get a tour of our expanded space. On Tuesday, May 16th, you can stop by to observe or take part in a teen live webcast called Streaming the Future. And there are still some openings for teen hosts. You can get all of the information about both of these events at slbradio.org. Also, be on the lookout for SLB-trained Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors as they preview and report on this year's festival events. RemakeLearningDays.org is where you can go to plan what events you might like to go to. There are hundreds and hundreds of them. Music from the Squirrel Hillbillies coming up. The song from Bruce Coburn, to be exact. Here's our history riddle. He was born on May 13th, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan. A premature baby, he lost his eyesight when his incubator received too much oxygen. In 1963, he had a nationwide hit, the first of what would be many more. His best-selling song from the movie The Woman in Red won an Oscar in 1984. Do you know the answer? If you do, why not share it with us? You can telephone or text us right now at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. He was born on May 13th, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan, a premature baby. He lost his eyesight when his incubator received too much oxygen. In 1963, he had a nationwide hit, the first of what would be many more. His best-selling song from the movie The Woman in Red won an Oscar in 1984. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also use instant input to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck.
I was up the road on Easy Street, watching everybody stand around and cheat. Man comes up and says, "Move on along, back to the corner where you belong." But mama just wants to barrel house all night long. City singing like a siren choir. Some fool tried to set this town on fire. TV preacher screaming, "Come on along, I feel like Fay Wray face to face with King Kong." But mama just wants to barrel house all night long. Yeah, mama just wants to barrel house all night long. Sometimes I wonder what I am. Feel like I'm living in a hologram. Don't seem to matter what's right or wrong. Everybody's grabbing and coming on strong. But mama just wants to barrel house all night long. Yeah, mama just wants to barrel house all night long.
Daughters of feminists love to wear pink and white short frilly dresses. They speak of successes with boys. It annoys their mom. Daughters of feminists won't put on jeans or the precious construction boot mama found cute ugly shoes. They refuse. How come? Daughters of feminists think they'll get married to some wealthy guy who'll support them forever. Daughters of feminists don't bother voting at all. Daughters of feminists beg to wear lipstick each day from the age of 3. Daughters of feminists think that a princess is what they are destined to be. How do they get so girly? How come they want a Barbie? Why does it start so early? Why, when we bring her up just like a fella, who does she idolize? Cinderella.
Honey, she's a doormat. You think when she marries that handsome prince, he's not going to expect her to clean the entire castle? And look at all those rooms, and he's always on the road.
And think about Snow White. I mean, come on. Doing all the housework for 7 guys in exchange for what? Room and board? This is not a good deal.
Daughters of feminists bruise so easily. Daughters of feminists hurt. Daughters of feminists curtsy and skip. Daughters of feminists flirt.
They say, please, Mommy, can I do the dishes?
Or let's make a pie for my brother.
Are they sincere? Are they crazy? Or are they just trying to stick it to Mother? How do they get so girly? How come they want a Barbie? Why does it start so early? Daughters of feminists just want to play with their
daughters
toys.
Daughters of feminists love
toys,
to wear pink and white short frilly dresses. They speak
toys,
of successes with
daughters
boys,
of feminists boys, just want to play
boys,
with their
daughters
toys,
of feminists love
toys,
to wear pink and white short
toys,
frilly dresses. They speak
toys,
of successes with
daughters
boys,
of feminists boys, just want to play with their toys.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's Mother's Day weekend, and that's from our Mother's Day library. And the Squirrel Hillbillies did Mama Just Wants to Barrel House All Night Long. Also from our Mother's Day library, a number of answers coming in to this morning's history riddle. I'm going to repeat it, and then we are going to talk to a couple of brigadiers who phoned with the correct answer, starting with Sue and Beaver, and then Jack in Ohio. If you didn't get a chance to hear it or need to hear it again, he was born May 13th, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan. A premature baby, he lost his eyesight when his incubator received too much oxygen. In 1963, he had a nationwide hit, the first of what would be many more, only 12 years of age at the time. His best-selling song from the movie The Woman in Red won an Oscar. In 1984, you can still call us if you would like, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good morning to you, Sue. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful, Larry. How are you today?
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Aw, well, it's nice to be on the air, but it is the wonderful Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, indeed.
Yes.
Well done.
My blindness is the same as his. I had too much oxygen, too.
And I did not know that could cause blindness, and I'm not. Do you know if that happens to be common?
I think there's still some today, but I think they've kind of eradicated it. You know what I mean? It's not as prevalent as it used to be.
It's probably prevented. I would imagine there's oxygen sensors or alarms.
But back in the day, they did all they could. I was premature too, and they did all they could do to keep us alive.
If you've ever been in a NICU, in a pediatric hospital. It is amazing what's done with the tiniest of babies.
Yes, I know. And I remember my dad used to tell my mom, I just hope they don't drop her.
Yeah, I feel that way around babies. Not having my own children, occasionally I'll hold a baby and it's like, no one gave me instructions how to do this.
No. Well, it's Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, do you have any favorite songs of his?
Yeah, a lot of them, but I liked the one in 1963. It was called Fingertips Part 2, and it went, everybody say yeah, and everybody would yell, yeah. It was a good song.
Oh, yes, that was a great song.
I know, and we were so excited because it was on, KQB played it infinitum, but we still loved it anyway, you know.
Oh, you're bringing back memories with KQV, playing that over and over.
Friedman and all those good people, yes.
Yeah, he had so many great albums. I had a number of his albums growing up that I enjoyed. Inner Visions was
a good one. Yeah, that was a good one, too, yes.
And Songs in the Key of Life, too, was one
I
loved.
Yes, I love that, too. I know. And what I liked about him, too, he had a nice personality. He wasn't, you know what I mean? He wasn't arrogant or anything like that, you know?
No, he sure seemed to be his own true self. And he's also a genius. I mean, his lyrics and his music and...
Yes.
You know, not to mention that he is 73 today. And,
oh, my gosh, I know. I'm getting up there, too.
Well, thank you for calling us.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
That's Sue in Beaver. Now, Jack, thank you for hanging on. Dust Bowl, how are you?
I'm doing fine this morning. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. You also knew Stevie Wonder was who we were looking for. Any memories or favorite songs of his that you'd like to share?
Well, Superstition was the song I had in mind. And then I was thinking about how he was introduced on The Sullivan Show. Little Stevie Wonder.
Yes, that's right. That's how he was billed in the early days of his career, as this childhood prodigy. At the age of 12 or so, I forgot about that. Little Stevie Wonder was who he was. Songs in the Key of Life was really a breakthrough album for him, I think. That's one that still really sounds good, you know, when you listen to it. It doesn't seem to have aged too much.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any plans at all today? You heading out, doing anything special?
I have hopes, but it's an outdoor event this evening, and the rain's kind of being a little iffy during the day here. I want to go to a stock car race in Mercer, Pennsylvania.
Well, hopefully. Well, that would be very weather dependent. Have you been to one before, a stock car race?
Yeah, I actually raced stock cars. I had about a 12 race career to prove that I wasn't driver, but I've been interested in stock car racing ever since, and I've crewed for a number of years with different race cars.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun. I think I would sooner see something like that than these cars that are so over-engineered that, I mean, to see, more or less the kinds of cars we're used to racing around like that would be a lot of fun. I hope.
Yeah, this is one of the tracks I raced at too, Mercer.
Oh well, that's great. Do you know what kind of cars will be running?
Anymore the make is not okay. They have a modified division, which almost looks like a car. Then they have the sprint cars, and then they have the stock cars. And then there's various divisions. They got a whole bunch more divisions nowadays than back when I raced back in the 70s. So, you know, they try to spread things out and get a lot of people competing there. But, it's still enjoyable to me. I enjoy going over there and watching them. And actually, I'm closer to Sharon Speedway over here in Hartford, Ohio. But I belong to a club the Twin State Auto Racing Club, and tonight is their night at Mercer Raceway, and they, later on in the season they're going to have a night at Sharon Speedway.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, as I reflect on it, I've never been to an auto race before, unless you count the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix, which isn't quite the same, although fun just the same. What I do think about, and I'm not the first person to say this, but we ought to require politicians to wear endorsements on their suit jackets, the same way that cars in these races have logos all over their hoods and doors and things. It would really help you know what's fueling what.
But that's right. Where's the money coming from?
Yeah. Well, thank you, Saturday Light Brigade. Charge to you, and I hope the weather holds out for tonight's race.
I'll be checking the internet there to see if they're going before I make the, I think it's about a half-hour trip over there to Mercer from my home here in Warren. So.
Well, good luck, and thank you for being with us.
Everybody
take care.
See ya!
John and Marjorie in Harrisville. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, and thank you for checking in with us. Tommy also came up with the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City got it. Kathy in Tyonesta. John in Economy Borough, Jim in Blackridge, Tom in McCandless, Russ in King, North Carolina, or is it Kang? Rich in Freeport, all coming up with the correct answer this morning. There's Stevie Wonder, and congratulations if you came up with him. I do believe we acknowledged all of the correct answers. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour.
Things you say that you do. decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. 'Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
An amazing body of work, no? If memory serves, this is from Fool. Feeling this is first finale. Born today, May 13th, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan, a premature baby, as you heard Sue mentioning. He lost his eyesight when his incubator received too much oxygen. The big hit, Fingertips, Part 2, which we just played. And his best-selling song from the movie The Woman in Red that won an Oscar in 1984 was I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Why do you keep on making us hear your song, telling us how you're doing right from wrong? 'Cause if you really wanna hear our views, you haven't done nothing. Yeah, nothing. Chasing birds in the moon can say doo-doo-wop.
Last week's on-air segments with Yinzer Strings, award-winning writer Elaine Gombos, and singer-songwriter Brad Yoder are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with lots of other features. We hope you'll stop by. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indie Community Radio, Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and lots of other internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Tell you something.
Hey, Mom.
tell you. How come cannibals never eat clowns?
How come cannibals never eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
Hey, Mom!
There's something in my closet.
Hey, Mom!
It scares me.
Hey, Mom!
I'm really not that tired.
Hey, Mom!
Hey, Mom! Can you hear me?
Hey, Mom! Are you listening?
Hey, Mom!
When will it be morning? Okay, everybody on the count of four, shout, hey, Mom!
One, two, three, four!
Hey, Mom! That's the group called Toucan Jam with Hey Mom, starting this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to Lisa Schroeder. It's nice to have you listening and playing along. Coming up, our crossword puzzle of the air.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The May issue, featuring the Health and Wellness Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
If you love SLB, and if you love the idea of coaching teens in an after-school setting as they create audio and podcasts for self-expression, advocacy, or career exploration, you or someone you know who fits that description may be a good fit for a staff educator position that is now open. Details are available at nonprofittalent.org. Search on SLB Radio. Well, it is time now for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week, we're looking for a seven-letter word. Seven letters. And we'll give you two of them. The one that's the second one in, and then the second one from the right, so to speak. So the second letter is T as in tiger. And the sixth letter is L, as in lion. And the clue is hesitate. So our crossword puzzle of the air clue is hesitate. We're looking for a seven-letter word. The second letter is T as in tiger. And the sixth letter is L as in lion. If you would like to take a guess, 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or you can call us at 1-888-752-7234.